Don't worry. Nou wa se pèm pa vin krasi soye nou a ki anglèm yo la.
So they said, don't worry, he's going to try his best, you know, hang in there.
Amen. Non pam se Wilby Joachim Jean Ateso Dilian.
My name is Wilby Joachim, just like Ate mentioned.
M sati vraiment content pou ke mwen partage parol avèk nou matin.
I'm very happy to share the message with you today.
Mwen profite pou pote salutasyon mwen de l'Eglise Ayitien.
I want to take this opportunity to send you greetings from the church in Haiti.
Ki son l'Eglise ki vraiment extraordinaire.
Which is a very extraordinary church.
Nou konnen Haiti malgré tout difficulté économique ke l gen yo.
You know that with Haiti, regardless of all the challenges economically,
se malgré tout problème sa, gen des chrétiens ki vraiment extraordinaire nan peyi sa.
Although all these challenges, they have a lot of Christians that are truly extraordinary Christians in Haiti.
Les chrétiens qui ont sacrifié temps, travail, ça a possédé pour servir bon Dieu.
Christians are sacrificing time, you know, energy, and even work in order to glorify God.
Et malgré cyclone qui s'est passé, qui vraiment détruit sud et sud-est pays.
Even though we had the hurricane recently that destroyed a lot of the southern part of Haiti.
Gen encore de bonnes nouvelles, gen encore gen moun ki a baptisé, gen encore gen moun ki a servi bon Dieu et l'église encore a grandi malgré tout problème ça.
We still, even in the midst of all that, we still have good news of people getting baptized, people just glorifying God and people coming into the church as newly Christians.
Amen.
Amen.
Matin, moi voulais prêcher sur un thème que en pile nous familier avec lui.
Today I would like to preach on a topic that many of you are familiar with.
En thème là, c'est simple, c'est esclave avant et combattant pour la liberté pour aujourd'hui.
It's a very simple title, formerly a slave, now a fighter for liberty and freedom.
Depuis création monde ça,
since the creation of mankind,
moun te toujours obsédé par un désir pour dominer moun pareil.
People have been obsessed with obtaining power in order to have the advantage over others.
Et ça qui pral faire gen te gen un pile esclave dans presque tout côté dans monde là.
As a result, there were slaves all over the world.
Je tiens moi pas venir pour me définir en détail qui ça qui un esclave.
Today I didn't come to define in details what is slavery.
Parce que moi pense ces photos qui derrière nous là plus ou moins ba nous idée de conditions moun a vivre en esclavage.
I believe the picture in the back shows us for the most part the details and an idea of what it slavery entails and what it did to people.
Next picture. Yes. Jean Noël son image d'un esclave que maltraité et qui vraiment gain colis qui meurtri qui en pile max sous colis.
As you can see, a picture of a slave that has been mistreated with marks of just suffering and pain and being taken advantage of.
Excusez-moi pour image aussi un peu choquant.
Please excuse me if the images are rather shocking and disturbing.
Mais c'est plus ou moins rappeler nous comment que conditions ça a été dans période.
Just the point is just to remind us of the condition of the slaves at that time.
Mais une bonne nouvelle pour nous.
But I have good news.
Pa gen pratik sa yo an ken kote nan mond lan ofisyèlman kounye.
Officially there aren't any more officially this practice has ceased to exist throughout the world.
Et se nan lide sa ke l'Organisation des Nations Unies,
it's based on this idea that the United Nations
choisi date ki se 2 décembre pou commémore abolition esclavage nan mond lan.
Has chosen December 2nd as the day to commemorate and remember the abolition of slavery.
Nan jou sa,
on this day,
Organisation Nations Unies organize un pile documentaire et un pile séminaire pour rappeler moun de moment historique sa qui c'est moment côté te gen pile esclave sous terre.
So on this day, United Nations has put together a lot of documentaries and just information so the public can be reminded of the day that this has ceased to exist.
Mais dans même jour ça tout.
And on this day, the same day, December 2nd,
Organisation Nations Unies prend temps pour rappeler pour parler de monde qui était combattre contre système ça.
On this day, the United Nations will also remind people of those that were involved in stopping slavery from this earth.
Mais ça qui plus important,
what's more important,
yo prend temps pour parler, pour rappeler génération ça, pour que doit faire tout ça qui possible pour système ça pas jamais tourner encore.
What's also important is that they will take the time to remind this generation and inform them how to make sure and ensure that this no longer, this does not happen again for the current generation.
Est-ce que ça pas encourageant?
Isn't that encouraging?
Yeah, vraiment right. Exceptionnel, vraiment content.
Definitely.
Même une mauvaise nouvelle pour nous.
Well, we also, I still have bad news.
C'est à toi qu'un monde qui est esclave. C'est à toi qu'un monde qui est esclave.
But we still have slavery today. We still have people that are slaves today.
C'est à toi qu'un monde qui est esclave dans l'entourage.
Well, we still have people that are slaves around us, co-workers, family, friends.
Et moi, c'est une écriture qui vraiment explique ça plus bien. Il m'a demandé nous pour lire l'écriture ça avec moi, qui c'est dans Jean 8, verset 34.
If you can please turn to John 8, verse 34, we will see more in detail what the scripture says about that. So I'm going to go ahead and read John 8, 34.
Okay. One moment here.
Okay, so I'll read the scripture in English, and you guys can read along with me. All right, so John chapter 8, verse 34.
Yes.
All right, and it reads here, Jesus replied, I tell you the truth, everyone who sins is a slave to sin.
Yeah. Jésus a parlé, Jésus dit que, moi dis nous ça, avec conviction, moi quoi ça, que quel que soit monde qui livrait tête il a péché vin esclave péché.
And Jesus is reminding us and he believes that we should all believe that anyone who sins becomes a slave to sin.
Dans période côté que te esclavage physique que Jean nous t'ai dans image là.
In the period when there was slavery but physical slavery like the images that we saw.
Esclave yo te gain yon maître et yo te gain des maîtres.
The slaves they had a master, a boss.
Maître ça te gain droit sous tout aspect dans vie esclave ça.
He had control and the right over all aspects of the slave's lives.
Il était qu'à décider qui rad la mettre.
Decide what you're going to wear.
Il était qu'à décider qui l'a manger et qui ça l'a manger.
Decide he could decide when you're going to eat, what you're going to eat.
Il était qu'à décider qui l'est pour dormir et qui boit pour dormir.
Would decide when you're going to sleep, where you're going to sleep.
Il était qu'à décider tout qui l'est la mourir.
Even has the power to decide when you're going to die.
Malheureusement, c'est même conséquence péché gain sur vie nous.
Unfortunately, these are the same consequences that sin has on our lives.
Et parce que c'est même pas là Jésus voulait dire quel que soit monde qui livrait tête au péché, il vient esclave péché. Ça veut dire péché vient maître.
And this is the point that Jesus is trying to make. In the same way, Jesus wanted to remind us, anyone who sins becomes a slave to sin, and the sin becomes your master.
Ça veut dire péché ça, il y a même pouvoir que mettre là te gain sous esclave que nous comme ça dit là.
The sins we commit has the same power and control of our lives like the physical masters over their peoples, the slaves that were actually people.
Nous te sont dans photo en gagnant un monsieur qui son cheval qui a traîné un bon esclave.
We saw from the pictures a guy on the horse dragging a bunch of slaves along.
Mais c'est même gentil. Péché traîne nous même côté nous pas voulu aller.
In the same way, sin can drag us to areas where we don't want to go, just like we saw in the picture.
De même que photo sont capable être triste, elle capable être révoltant.
Even though these pictures could appear very sad and very disturbing.
Mais c'est même genre tout si nous t'a prend péché pas péché pour nous mettre au sous écran là, il t'a droit qu'à révolter nous tout.
In the same way, if we were to take our sins and project it on the screen, we would ought to have the same reaction to seeing our sins on the screen up there.
Moi invitez nous si nous gagnons. Moi invitez nous pour nous. De même que ça a révolté nous, c'est de même dans tout. Les gon péché dans vie nous, les gon péché dans vie frère nous, pour que ça a révolté nous tous.
In the same way, this is repulsing to us, watching the pictures of the slavery on the screen. We ought to have the same reaction, seeing our sins and the sins of our brothers and sisters around, and people around us.
N'appliez avec moi, Romains 7, verset 14 à 25.
Let's turn to Romans chapter 7, verses 7 through 14.
14.
Romans chapter 7, 14 to 25.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so I'll read. We know that the law is spiritual, but I am unspiritual, sold as a slave to sin. I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate, I do. And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but it is sin living in me. I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For what I do is not the good that I want to do. No, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Now, if I do what I do not want to do, and it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it. So, I find myself this law at work. When I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law. But I see another law at work in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin, at work within my members. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. L'écriture ça.
This passage we just read.
Paul a décrit une sorte de combat interne que le gagne dans membre, un combat intérieur que le gagne dans membre.
He's describing an interior battle that's going on in the members of the body.
Paul dit à chaque fois que le veut faire bien.
For every time he did good.
Mais péché, mal, c'est lui-même que il fait.
Sin at the same time is what he was really doing.
Et nous voyons que Paul a décrit une sorte de esclavage. Même là que le pas voulait faire tel bagaille, mais quoi lui exigeait le faire.
He was describing a type of slavery that although he tried to do good, he was also forced to do evil.
C'est comme ça péché fait dans vie nous, dans âme nous.
This is how sin works in our bodies and our souls.
Puis fois nous connaissons ça qui bien pour nous faire.
Although we know the good we ought to do,
mais mettre décider autrement.
But the master decides otherwise. There was a period in my life.
Dès jeune âge, 14 ans,
when I was 14,
chance pour m'avoir une relation à mon Dieu.
I had the opportunity to have a relationship with God.
Et c'est un moment qui était extraordinaire pour moi parce que m'a servi bon Dieu avec tout cœur tout âme.
It was an extraordinary time for me because I gained the opportunity to serve God with all my heart and all my soul.
Je me souviens dans l'année 2003.
I remember the year of 2003.
C'est moment côté m'ta pral perdre relation avec mon Dieu.
I was at a point where I was about to lose my relationship with God.
Et ces moments côté combat ça va le faire. Comment faire série de bagaille, m'a vivre en façon côté dans fond cœur. M'pas voulait vivre là-dedans.
I was at a point where I was torn, the things I wanted to do, the things I didn't want to do, all these things, there was an internal battle going on within me.
Et tout pendant t'es abandonné m'a juste dit bon Dieu, t'as pu faire grâce, faire me rejoindre présence.
Okay, so there was a time, yes, because of the he felt like he was abandoning God, and he wanted to ask God for grace to help him come back.
Et bon Dieu t'entendait prier.
And God heard his prayers.
Et bon Dieu t'a accompli écriture ça dans vie et de me comprendre écriture ça puis bien écriture que me pour partager avec nous.
And then God was able to help him accomplish this in his life, where he was able to understand the scripture and to help him move forward.
Dans 1 Pierre 2, verset 9, 10.
We're going to turn to the scripture of 1 Peter.
Chapitre 10?
9.
Chapitre 9, oh, sorry. 9, sorry. 1 Peter chapter 9.
No,
First Peter 2:9-10.
Yes.
I'm about to say it in Creole.
Yeah. Hans a fait un bon travail, hein?
You say Hans is doing a good job. And he said it, not me.
Yes.
I'm just translating. First Peter chapter 2, verses 9 through 10.
Yes.
Okay, we're about to read. All right. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praise of him who called you out of darkness into this wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Mm-hmm. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
Amen.
Amen.
Lèm vin repran relasyon a bon Diyo, m vreman komprann sans ekritye sa, bien ke m te etudye ekritye sa, lèm ta vinyon di premye fwa.
When I was able to return and really started getting closer to God, I was able to understand the scripture deeper. Even though back when I was 14, I read it, but I didn't really connect with the scripture.
Vin comprendre que ou passe de étape esclave péché pour que ou vin fait partie de moun qui a servi nos maisons royales.
Dis ça encore.
Vin comprendre que ou passe de esclave péché, kun yo se moun ki habite nan menm ka avèk yon roi.
Okay. So you went from being a slave, being at the mercy of the master, to now being able to live in the master's house, you know, which is God, you know, which is a beautiful, glorified God.
Vin comprenn ke mwen pase de yon moun ki pa yon pèp, kun yam vini moun ki fè pati de pèp bon Diyè.
I've transitioned from a person that was not a person, I was not part of a nation, but now I am part of a nation, part of a people of God.
Et ça vraiment t'a encouragé.
That was very encouraging to me.
Et ça vraiment m'était reconnaissance dans cœur pour me dire que quel que soit ça arrivé, m'a kembe relation avec mon Dieu.
So that has really put something deep in my heart that regardless what happens, I'm going to hold on to my relationship with God.
Mais gon parti dans écriture là qui dit que nous vinn peuple bon Dieu afin que pour nous annoncer les vertus, annoncer parole bon Dieu qui t'est râlé nous dans ténèbres là pour venir nous mettre nous dans lumière là pour nous annoncer vertus ça.
Now part of the scripture reminds us that we went from slavery to the light. So as Christians, we have to really profess and glorify God and preach to people about this change that has taken place.
Et c'est la deuxième partie message qui dit que esclave avant mais kounia ou vinn combattant pour la liberté jodi.
So now that's why part of the message is previously a slave, now a fighter for liberty.
Ephésiens 6, verset 10 à 18.
Ephesians 6.
Verset 10.
10 to 18.
Yes. The last picture. The last picture.
Yes. Ephesians 6, 10 to 18. And I'll go ahead and read that once I get there. Okay. All right, so Ephesians 6, 10 to 18 reads, "Finally, be strong in the Lord, in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints."
Okay. Apil nan nou abitue avèk ekritye sa.
Many of us are familiar with this passage.
Mais une bagaille comme si que Paul voulait décrire dans l'écriture, hein.
One of the things that Paul wants to describe in this passage.
Paul décrit toutes armes que un soldat romain te gagne dans période là.
Paul describes all the weapons that a Roman soldier had at this time. As you can see from the picture behind
us, we see a
Roman soldier during the period for which Paul lived.
At the
time, the Romans had the reputation of having the biggest, strongest army in the world.
They
were well trained. They were well armed. Sorry.
And he
believes this is a reason why Paul used him as an example in the scripture.
Paul dit que nous devons armer nous de armes spirituelles, ça y est.
Paul reminds us that we need to arm ourselves with the spiritual weapons
pour nous capables lutter contre domination, contre autorité qui dans monde ténèbres.
So this way we can fight against the domination and the control of sin in this world.
Et autorité ça, monde qui n'a monté neb ça, lui symbolise tout simplement péché.
And the authorities that he describes that going on in the world that talks about really is referring to sin, which is the authority in this world.
Il invite nous pour nous utiliser zam ça, qui c'est parole bon Dieu.
He invites us to use these weapons, which is, for one, the Word of God.
Qui c'est vérité.
The truth, that's the truth.
Qui c'est la foi.
Which is the faith.
Qui c'est prière.
Prayer.
Qui c'est Esprit Saint.
The Holy Spirit.
Il dit, c'est seul ça que nous avons qu'à combattre contre l'esclavage péché dans le monde ça.
That is the only way, if we arm ourselves with these things, that we can fight against the power, the authority, the control that sin has over our lives.
Est-ce que ça pas encourageant?
Is it that encouraging, guys?
Moi, j'aime sentir m'encourager.
He feels encouraged. I feel encouraged.
Yeah. Yon combat pas bataille seulement pour tête li.
A fighter doesn't fight just for himself.
Mais il combat pour monde qui bo côté li.
He also fights for those next to him.
On change l'autant et l'aime des.
You remember when he was younger, a young boy?
When
he would sit down with his mom.
Told his
mom, I would like to be the president of Haiti.
She said, okay.
That's nice, that's good.
But his mom asked him,
so why did you want to become the president of Haiti?
I said, I'm going to be the president of Haiti.
He felt his response was, well, I think that I'll be able to help a lot more people and I'll have the power to do it.
I'm saying, okay.
She said, okay.
So quickly, travail pour ça.
She said, well, if that's what you believe, work for it, go for it.
Mais finalement, m'rete kwè m'gele pap ka président d'Haïti.
Well, finally, he's resolved that he's probably not going to be the president of Haiti. When he reflects, once he became a Christian, he would reflect.
Bon Dieu accomplit rêve ça en l'autre façon.
God helped him see this dream in a different way.
Objectif là c'était des moon.
The objective in the past was for people.
Mais quand il a réalisé que j'ai plus occasion pour m'aider moon spirituellement.
Now he sees that he has the opportunity to help people spiritually.
Et ça beaucoup plus encourage moi toujours.
That encourages him even more.
Mba président.
I'm not the president.
Même c'est moun qui a servi dans maison roi qui c'est bon Dieu.
But I'm a person serving in the house of a king.
Mba c'est même bagarre là pour nous tous.
And this is the same for you guys.
Ma partage une dernière écriture avec nous dans Luc 10.
I would like to share one final scripture. In Luke chapter 10.
Luke
Luke chapter 10, verses 18 to 20. Luke chapter 10, verses 18 through 20. Okay, and I'll read. He replied, and this is Jesus speaking, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven."
Amen. Jésus fin voye disipyo al preche.
Jesus sent the apostles to go and preach.
Et disipyo tourne pou raconte merveille ke ou fè.
And then just to come back and recall what has taken place, you know, what took place while out there sharing.
Et Jésus di yo.
Jesus tells them.
Mwen ba nou pouvoir pou nou mache sou serpan yo.
I give you power to walk over snakes.
Mwen ba nou pouvoir pou nou mache sou scorpion yo.
I give you power to step over scorpions.
Et pou nou mache sou tout puissance ennemi yo.
I give you power to walk over all the powers of the enemy.
Et pa gran yen ki kap nui nou anko.
There's nothing that can bother you, nothing you need to be concerned about.
Il dit, mais cependant.
But at the same time.
Nou pa de rejou paske nou gen tout pouvoir sa yo.
You shouldn't rejoice because you have all this power.
Mais si gen baga ki dwe fè nou kontan.
If anything makes you happy, is anything you rejoice over,
c'est parce que non, nous,
it's because your names
écrit dans livre qui dans ciel.
Is written in the book in heaven.
Et moi, comprendre que pas de rien qui doit faire me triste ni décourager.
There's nothing that can really make me sad and discouraged.
Parce que qu'on y a soit aller dans liste monde qui esclave yo.
Because now, if you look at the list of the names of the people that were slaves, people that are slaves to sin.
Par grâce bon Dieu, pas pour un nom là-dedans.
By the grace of God, you're not going to see my name on that list.
Et moi, c'est qu'on soit de réfléchir tout matin.
And I believe also that's the way you should reflect this morning.
Et leur réfléchir comme ça, on va encourager pour avoir plus motivation pour aider monde tout.
When you reflect on this, it should really instill motivation and inspire to help others as well.
Pour effacer nos dans livre péché.
To help them remove their names from the list of the slavery.
Et puis vient inscrit nous dans livre la vie.
And this way their names could be written in the book of life.
Si vous visitez avec nous pour première fois.
If you are visiting here today for the first time.
Il y a un pile monde qui était esclave avant.
A lot of people were slaves before.
Mais qui connait qui a combattu pour vérité qui chita koto là qui peut-être invité aujourd'hui.
They are fighting for truth and they could be sitting right next to you.
Vous êtes quoi disponible disposé.
And they are willing and ready.
Pour yo edo suivre étape ça pour qu'on vraiment entrer dans liste monde qui sauvé.
To help you, you know, with this battle, to help your name be in the book of life.
Et ça je vais finir là.
And this is the end. This is my message to you guys.
Thank you.
But before I leave, hold on.
C'est ton Creole service.
This was a Creole service. I know many of you know the term sac passé.
Même là, apprenons un autre mot.
But I want to teach you guys another word. When you run into another Haitian person, say, comment on y est?
Répétez avec moi, comment on y est?
Comment on y est? Oh, that means what's up?
Yes. Et ici après pour nous moins bien.
And the Haitian person will respond moins bien, which means I'm good.
Et c'est mémoriser mon créole ça. Chaque fois que je me dis comment on y est.
Try to remember this word, memorize it, and every time you see me, say comment on y est.
Que bon Dieu bénisse.
And may God bless you. Thank you.
Okay, wasn't that a wonderful message? Comment yay? Mis manos y manas. I have a little Spanish in there. But what a wonderful message. I mean, looking at those videos was disturbing to look at. Just to see the marks on the back of that slave and the chains that held their hands together, and the fact that their rights were taken away, and that they had to do exactly what it was that their master said, or they could have been continued to be tortured, or they could have even been put to death. When you think of slavery, those are very profound pictures. But by the same token, they pale in comparison to what happens when we become a slave to sin. When we become a slave to sin, and we no longer have a relationship with God, there are more scars on our backs. There are more chains wrapped around our wrist. And we're talking about losing eternal life. I so appreciate the message that was preached. It's one that convicts us about what's going on in the world and the slavery that has been abolished to a point, because we know that slavery still does exist. But by the same token, to learn that lesson, to turn around to say, you know what? You may have my chains on my wrist, and you may have beat me, but you will not, sin will not come between me and my God. And that's what the message was about. It was about freedom. It was about having a relationship with God. It's about taking the truths of the Bible and applying them to your life and making God first in all that you do. What an incredible message. I want to thank that brother.
Merci.
I forgot that I had a translator. And I got excited. So I need to say something to make sure that he, what he called it. It was an awesome message.
C'était un bien service.
I learned a lot.
Je connais un peu de bagay.
I learned to put God first.
Je connais comment pour mettre bon Dieu premier.
And when we apply his principles,
là nous appliquer principes,
we will win every time.
Nous ca gagner toute fois.
That was an incredible message by that brother.
C'était un bon service.
How's my Creole?
Qui je Creole moi?
It's pretty good, right? No accent.
Pas gain accent.
Okay. Let's pray.
À nous prier.
Before we pray, there's something that I would like to do. Who's a visitor here today? Raise your hand.
Avant nous prier, c'est un bagage pour faire.
Okay.
C'est quelqu'un qui a visité avec nous aujourd'hui.
When service is over, I would love to invite you folks to just come on over to the back so that we can say hello to you.
La service là fini, vous mettre rencontrer derrière pour nous saluer nous.
Because we want to give you a Brooklyn welcome.
Parce que nous voulons recevoir comme un monde Brooklyn.
So we just want to say hello and see how you enjoyed the service.
Nous voulons saluer pour comment vous passez dans service là.
So our deacons, wherever you are, you're going to formulate in the back so we can be a little welcoming committee for the folks that are coming out to visit.
À nous rencontrer dans derrière pour tout le monde qui vient en visiteur pour service.
And amen.
Amen.
Let us pray.
À nous prier.
Father God, we love you so much. We come before you with great thanksgiving, God, as always. We are so excited that today that we could celebrate our Haitian brothers and sisters in this service. We understand the economic and the poverty that has happened and how much Haiti has suffered, God. But yet, we continue to hope as they do, God, as they rebuild and they continue to grow, God, that your word will be work mightily in that country, God. And that more folks will come to Christ in that country, God. And that the rebuilding will not just be on the physical aspect of it, God, but also on the spiritual aspect of it. So we thank you for this incredible message that you used to talk to with our brother. And we thank you for today, God. And we ask that everyone get home safely, God. Be with the rest of the service as we close that out in a song. And God, we love you. And for as long as today is called today, give us your grace and give us your strength and your courage. In your son's name, amen.